the new odds here, Hugh, posted this morning as they have at the Action Network at actionnetwork.com. L.A. Dodgers are the favorites to win it. We'll get to see Mookie Betts in a Dodgers uniform for 60 games. The Dodgers come in at 3-1. The Yankees are the favorites in the American League at 4-1. So the betting line says Dodgers-Yankees in the World Series. Next team, number 3 on the list at 10-1, is the Houston Astros. And the next team is the Atlanta Braves. So the Braves are the fourth choice to win the World Series, second in the National League to the L.A. Dodgers, and the Braves are just ahead of, well, actually they're tied with the Washington Nationals now that I look at it, and just ahead of the New York Mets. So the NL East, which has three of the top six teams with the Braves, Nationals, and Mets, this they're going to be sprints, Hugh, and the NL East, because we even mentioned three of the top six teams. I didn't even count the Phillies. So three of the top six teams in the NL East, the NL East is going to be bonkers in a 60-game
sprint. Yeah, and it's going to be all about who's going to get off to that fast start, John. I think that's the most important thing. You don't have time, like, as a manager, as a player, as a pitcher, you don't have time to fool around and try to get guys to come around and see how they're going to do. You talk about Johan Camargo and Austin Riley at that third base spot. Somebody's going to have to step up and be consistent, like, right away. You know, if you got Austin Riley, if he's still looking like he did towards the latter part of the season, then you don't have time to figure out if he's going to get right or not. You got to go ahead and make a move and make a decision about that position and keep it moving. 60 games is not a lot when you talk about trying to hash out and flesh out what your baseball team is going to look like.
This is how it's going to work. 60 games, it's going to be in-division play. Hugh, 40 games that the Braves will play against the NL East. All right, so, and that's 10 games each against the Marlins, the Nationals, the Phillies, and the Mets. Then 20 games, or four games each, against the American League East, probably two at home, two on the road. So that means, I'm guessing, we're going to get two games against the Yankees here, two games against the Red Sox. So we will see, you know, the AL East here in town come in. So that's all you're going to play is 40 against the NL East, 20 against the AL East. We're not going to see the Central Division. We're not going to see the West.